us one more time, if you would. Father, as we get ready to hear your word, Lord, as we get ready to learn about the way you want us to live, Father, we pray that we become lights in this dark world. And Lord, we admit that we need you. Lord, we're living in such a terrible time, as the word says, in the last days. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that you guide us and lead us in the next 30 minutes, hour, 15, 10 minutes, whatever it may be, Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will anoint my lips to get the message across. And, Lord, somebody's life will be changed today. And, Lord, if somebody doesn't know you, Lord, they will come to know you today. It's the most important decision of anybody's life is salvation. So, Father, we're so grateful and we're so thankful this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, now, let me get my timer out, okay? I'm going to shoot for 11:20 the first time, okay? All right. My first closing is going to be at 11:20. But let me tell you, we want to talk a little bit today about what you are living for, okay? Because you can easily get off track of why or what you're living for, okay? Now, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and the scribes. It goes a little deeper than this, but I want to tell you that the Sadducees is a group who didn't believe in the resurrection, okay? Didn't believe in angels, no spirits. The Pharisees, basically opponents of Jesus, okay? The scribes were, it's really all the same, really. They were evangelists who opposed Jesus. And they also served, basically, the Pharisees. Basically, what all of them were hypocrites. Okay? Just want to lay that out real quick. I want to start out in Matthew 23, 1 through 8. And this is what it said. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say, they teach, basically, and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all of their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries, which is basically what that is. If you don't know what that is, it's a little box that they carry around, and it's Jewish text to remind them of the law. Okay? It's basically like somebody right now, us being a Christian, Scott, and carrying around our Bible, showing everybody that, okay? All right? Where am I at? Okay. And enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. Now, I'm going to ask you the question again. Who do you live for? Do you live for Jesus? Or do you live for the image of living for Jesus? Let that sink in for just a second. Do you live for Jesus, or do you live for the image of living for Jesus? Let's go to Matthew 6, 5 real quick. And this is what it says. When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, for they loved to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward right there. Now, as we leave that scripture up, it goes on to say, when you pray, go into your prayer closet to where nobody sees you. And what you do in your, basically in your private time, the Lord will reward you out in the open. Okay. I'm laying this foundation. Now let's go to Matthew 23 real quick, 25 through 28. Listen to what it says. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, that word threw me off, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Can y'all see kind of a foundation of where we're at? Hypocrites, scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, they want a lot of credit. They want to be seen. They love the image of living for Christ, but they don't want to live for Christ. Y'all got that? It's kind of like this right here. I remember walking to a few houses before, and when I got out of the car, without them knowing me, us being there, or me being there, you can hear a lot of screaming, dog running around barking loud, a couple of bad words, and as I got closer, it got louder. Screaming, arguing, carrying on, cussing, dog. But as soon as I knocked on the door, got quiet, opened the door. Oh, hey, Brother Michael. Come on in. We're just sitting down in here, and we're just having a good day. Okay? Are y'all with me? Let's think about when we're on our way to church. Oh, my goodness. Or I remember, heck, it wasn't even when they were babies. They're 16 and 14 now, and it's still hectic. But I can remember when they were babies. I mean, it was chaos in that house, son. Okay? But think about this. I know I'm not talking about nobody in here, okay? But think about when you are screaming and hollering and carrying on, and then everything in the car is just, whoa, my goodness, you want to hit. If you could take your fist and you'd hit that wind, that glass, and knock it clean out. But then when you get out of the car, walk through the church door, you're like, hey, sister. Hey, brother. How you doing, Brother Gillis? My life is just so good. It's so great. That is the image. That's living for the image of living for God. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? We're human. Okay? Now, what about at work? What about when you said, boy, wait till I get a hold of my boss. I'm going to tell him a thing or two, son. You done built your friends up on what you fixed and do, and you done tore that boss up. And all of a sudden the boss walked in and said, oh, hey, yeah, man, I love my job. This is awesome. Okay? Two different personalities, two different characteristics there. Your character is what you are when nobody's around. The Bible says when you do your work, you must do it as if the Lord was watching you. That means you work just as hard when you're by yourself and to do your job, put your hands to it, as if the boss was watching you. But guess what happens to 80 to 90% of the people on a job site when the boss is standing there and the boss walks off and they're gone for a couple hours? You go from this to, man, we're finna take a break, son. And nothing gets done. Have we fallen in love with living for the image of Christ rather than falling in love with living for Christ? Because I promise you, it's two totally different things. There's entertainers. People have got church down pat. Preachers have got church down pat. They can put on a big act and they've got it down and they're professional. You got pastors that will come up here and act meek, mild, and act like they're very Christian, and then go home and beat their wife. What it is they have fallen in love with the image instead of Christ. Does that make sense, Scott? We like people calling our name out. We like to have titles. We like to be, as it said, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, they like their places at the feast, at the head of the table. That's what they're in love with. That's what we have fallen in love with. We have fallen in love with being Brother Shelton or the Sunday school teacher, Miss Donna. I call her the master. We have fallen in love with those things. But when it comes to our spiritual lives, where are we at? We know we live for the image. We know that because we can get up for the big game. But what about the times when nobody's watching you? What about the times when you're at home by yourself, or when you're at home and you're away from all the people that know you? I've heard some people say, uh-oh, this is none of y'all, okay. Nobody's ever said this in here, okay? Man, I'm ready to go on vacation, get away from everybody so I can just let loose, because nobody knows me around out there. If I go out on vacation, man, I can really let it loose. Around here, they can't be themselves. So, your character is what you are when there's nobody around. And your character is when nobody's watching you, and what decisions that you make, that's who you truly are. I hope y'all are listening this morning. Think about this. Good prayers at church, but never pray at home. I'm not saying any of us are. I'm just showing you the lifestyle of a scribe, Pharisee, and Sadducees. And I want us to remember that what we are when we by ourselves is who we really are. Teach one way to live at church, follow a different rule at home. You teach the word at home, and then completely different at home. Because you've fallen in love with living for the image. That's where we are in society. I know young kids who have fallen in love, and not just young kids, they've fallen in love of being on stage and getting the attention and being a so-called rock star instead of getting on stage and really playing for Christ. Does that make sense this morning? It's a dangerous place to be. Living for the image. Not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," will enter into the kingdom of heaven. If you are living for the image and not really living for Christ, what's he going to say to you? "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you." I've heard people say before, "That's a completely different person than I know." You go up and I've fell in a trap. That I've walked up to somebody and said, "Yeah, I know him, man. He's a good guy." "Huh? What? Who'd you just say? A good guy? Man, you must say that. Well, I said, well, he is when I see him. Okay? Y'all know where I'm going? Y'all see what I'm saying? At church, everybody's just... Y'all not laughing with me, but... It's okay. Everybody's just so chirpy at church. But when they walk out that door, it's like a chainsaw gets turned on. Okay? The fruits of the Spirit tell off on us. Amen? What about this right here? There's a good one right here. I remember this specifically growing up. And I remember seeing a lot of people do this. You're riding in a car, in your car, and you're jamming to some music that ain't gospel. Then all of a sudden, somebody gets in your car that goes to your church, or a pastor comes in. Whoop, whoop, you turn it to a gospel station right off the bat. Like you've been listening to that song all day long. Okay? You're falling for the image. You're not falling for Christ. You're falling for the image of living for Christ. Amen? We're all guilty of some things now. I say it over and over. Me standing up here just because I'm preaching doesn't mean I am perfect. It's impossible as a human to be perfect. There's only one. But I want us to stay away from the facts, from where the Sadducees and the Pharisees were. They liked up here. They didn't care nothing about really living for Christ. As the Scripture says, it says they were clean and pure on the outside, but on the inside they were dirty. Think about yourself today. What is your real mindset? What is your real heart? Do you really live for Christ on the inside? Do you really have good intentions? Could you live for Christ if you didn't come to church and see these people? Could you still live for Christ if you didn't have the blessings of God? Could you still live for Christ if nobody was watching you? It's just something to think about this morning. This is what we're dealing with in the world today. This is what we're dealing with in the church. Churches, society, Christians as a whole, we have fell in love with the image, living for the image. You want your picture on something. We want our picture in a magazine. We want our picture and everybody to know that we're this and we can do that. But where's your heart? Is it clean on the inside? Let's go to Let's go to James chapter 2. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead. Okay? Faith without works is dead. We can amen the loudest. We can shout hallelujah the loudest. We can say we have faith. We can come in church and praise the Lord, but then not act upon our faith. And the Bible says, without that, without the works, it's dead. Just as the Pharisees were dirty on the inside, clean on the outside, faith without works is dead. If you don't act upon the Word, you don't love God. You can say it with your lips. You can talk it. But if you don't do it, it's dead. Let's go to the next one, Brother Larry. James 1, 22 through 25, it says, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, you deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of a man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. My friends, my family, my church friends, my church family, if we're just hearers of the word and not doers, we will never walk in the blessings that God has intended for us. If we just come to church, just to come, and we just listen, and we never do, look what the Bible says. Look at that last line right there. But a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. That means everything you put your hands to in faith and into according to the word, your hands are going to be blessed in every deed that you do. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I love blessings. Amen? Everybody likes to be blessed, but not everybody wants to work for the blessings. Everybody wants to see people saved, but nobody wants to really work hard to do it. Amen. Think about all the lost people in this world right now. I want you to take today for an example. And once again, this is not pointing fingers. I'm looking at myself. Think about this for just a second. Think about all the people that are lost, that you know and don't know. Think about the people we're going to pass just when we leave here. Now think about what your plans are for today. Think about that for a second. I would go on to say, I'm pretty sure it's not to stop and talk to somebody about Jesus on the way home. Would that be a fair statement? I'm not judging nobody. I'm guessing that nobody's going to stop at a house on the way home and ask them, do they know the Lord? But what we got planned is we can't wait to eat, Scott. That's for sure. My stomach's growling right now. Some of us are going to take a nap. Oh, that's music to the soul right there. Some of us will go fishing. Some of us are going to go whatever and go about our merry way. But the Bible tells us to be doers of the word instead of hearers. Now I'm going to ask you, in Matthew 23, you don't have to go there, Brother Larry, but the whole chapter, if you go home and read it, it says, woe unto you Pharisees and scribes. Woe unto you. Every other verse, Scott, says woe unto you Pharisees and scribes. I want you to go home tonight and I want you to find out, read about them, and see if your life lines up with them. Because if it is, it's time to make a change. Everybody loves the image. But do you really love the Christ? It's easy to live for the image of living for Christ because a lot of people are doing it. It boggles my mind sometimes to hear people say or see them all over the place, TV everywhere, anywhere you go, say that they're Christians, say that they live for Christ, and then without hesitation, go out and do some of the things that they do without any holdbacks. And I'm thinking to myself, man, how lost are they? So I'm asking you today, the last, as I come to a close here, there's not much more I can really put into this. I could talk about the scribes all day, but I'm asking you today, what are you living for? Are you living for Christ truthfully, 100%, the person, the man who died on the cross, the man who went to the grave and rose again, like he said he would, to give us eternal life? Or are you living for the image of living for Christ? Do you like being where you're at? Are you dirty on the inside and clean on the outside? Because you can fool me, you can fool everybody else, but you can't fool God. You can say amen and then go out and do what you want to do, but God sees you. I'm not the one deciding on Judgment Day who's going to heaven or hell. The person beside you is not the one. That's not your Savior. The person behind you is not. Your boss is not. But God, He knows, and you can't fool Him. So if you're dirty on the inside, today's the day to cleanse it. Now, a lot of people ask, Michael, if it's embarrassing sometimes to do an altar call and I don't want to go up. You know, I've heard that, not in here, I'm just saying from people. What's going to be more embarrassing? Going to hell or going up to the altar? Y'all understand? So if you got something in your life today, I'm not trying to hype you up to come to the altar. I'm simply telling you today, don't let nothing hold you back from being set free. That's all I'm simply saying today. If everybody will stand this morning. And as Brother Larry gets ready to play this hymn, I want you to just think. And I'm telling you, just because you come up to the altar, it doesn't mean we think anything. Just means it's time for a change. Okay? So as he gets ready to play this, the altars at your seat are open. You can turn around. You can come right here, over there. It doesn't matter. Just make sure you get it right with Christ before you leave today. If you've been running the other direction, if you think you need a cleansing, man, come on. Don't hold back this morning. We all practically know each other in here. We're family. We're all in the same thing. Amen. Brother Larry.